And now this is a dictation for John McCormick, McCormick, May 2662, addressed as a letter to Anne, A-N-N-E, Hale, H-A-L-E, N-P, 427-8319. Dear Ms. Hale, a post-hospital follow-up for John with obstructed uropathy, urinary retention requiring self-catheterization, advanced renal failure, comes accompanied with wife, no infection, cloudiness of blood in the urine, no fever, abdominal pain, back pain, nausea, vomiting, or loose stools, denies any bleeding, no major edema, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, P&D. Other review system is negative. Paragraph present medication Flomax and for high potassium Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, presently 15 grams daily. Today blood pressure 172 night on the right side, no respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal or back tenderness, no ascites, edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Are from yesterday. There is anemia 8.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine at 4.2, slightly improved from the hospital, representing a GFR 15 if this will be a steady state, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21 with a high chloride, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, elevated alkaline phosphatase. Other liver function tests are normal, normal glucose, in the hospital echocardiogram with normal ejection fraction, minor abnormalities, the bilateral hydronephrosis with urinary distension. I want to highlight that he did have a ferritin in the 1600 and an iron saturation around 55 that needs to be updated. He denies any family history of iron disorder or hemochromatosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a long discussion between the patient, wife, and myself about the meaning of advanced kidney disease. We are monitoring chemistries to see the best improvement over time. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. He needs to start learning about the issues of dialysis and the different modalities. I discussed with him the need for an AV fistula. Some people do dialysis at home, peritoneal. You can always do hemo at home or in-center. He needs to see the surgeon for the AV fistula. It takes 2-3 months to develop. We are avoiding the use of dialysis catheter because of the risk of infection. We discuss about management of anemia for what he might require EPO treatment. Before that, we need to control blood pressure. He's going to obtain blood pressure machine at home. Call me in the next few days, and we will adjust medication for that purpose. In terms of the high ferritin and iron saturation, very suggestive for potential true iron overload. Iron studies are being added to yesterday, awaiting results before we do further testing, including genetic studies. Given his anemia, of course, he will not be a candidate for phlebotomy. He has no evidence for end organ damage, like liver or heart. Continuous cell bladder catheterization, no evidence of infection. Continued management for high potassium. We will monitor metabolic acidosis nutrition. We will monitor phosphorus for potential binders. We discussed briefly about potential renal transplant. This was an extensive visit. End of dictation.